Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:17-18. Jesus would be the founder of only one church. There is a single church which Jesus has established, which means that the many which exist have not come from God. These many bodies or churches have come from the philosophies of individuals and have no scriptural authority for existence. Many are named after some Bible character, thinking that this meets the approval of God. But God opposes the religions that have no biblical authority. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew 15:8-9. Jesus Christ has purchased this single body with his own precious blood, by which he has also secured the redemption of the human family. In speaking to the elders of the church in the city of Ephesus, Paul said, Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts 20:28. In an epistle later written to the Ephesian church, he would identify them as a purchased possession. Ephesians 1:14. The blood of Christ links the church with the saved. For as the husband is the head of the wife, even so Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Ephesians 5:23-25. In his resurrection from the grave, by the working of his mighty power, God hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:19-23. The gospel is the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 16:19. Or the church by which every obedient soul would find entrance and be in possession of the redemption of Jesus Christ. Therefore, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 3:21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.